Since he was blessed by Allah, our Prophet was a man of great knowledge. Allah revealed things to him that nobody else could know. Our Prophet told his companions which places would be captured and when, even at a time when from the military, economic, and political point of view, Muslims as yet lacked the strength to make any conquest. The conquest of Egypt, Rome, and Persian lands were among this secret knowledge given to him. In addition, according to the Hadiths, our Prophet knew beforehand who would visit his house and who would enter his room before they did so. When an individual was late, he would immediately state the reason why they were delayed. Our Prophet immediately knew when wicked thoughts passed through an unbeliever's mind, and those who thought ill of Muslims. As a blessing from our Lord, the Prophet knew what questions he would be asked before they were put to him, and gave the appropriate replies. The Hadiths contained hundreds of examples of these miracles. In one, our Prophet answered a question that was going through Abu Sufyan's mind, and Abu Sufyan said that he had thus witnessed the prophethood of this holy individual. Abu Sufyan would sit in a corner of the mosque. One day, the Prophet left his house wrapped up in his cloak. From where he was sitting, Abu Sufyan said, "I wonder how he was victorious." The Prophet approached Abu Sufyan and tapped him on the back with his hand, saying, "I defeated you with the help of Allah." Abu Sufyan said, "I bear witness that you are the Prophet of Allah." All these examples show that by the will of Allah, our Prophet Muhammad performed a great many miracles. With his superior moral virtues, fear of Allah, deep faith, sincerity, and trust in him, our Prophet represents the most excellent role model to Muslims, and was a means whereby believers could further strengthen their faith in joy and enthusiasm.